All right, tonight, got some food for thought, first of all. Some food for thought. Something to think about. Psalms 118 is in the middle. Psalms 118 is the middle chapter of the entire Bible. Psalm 117, just before Psalm 118, is the shortest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119, just after Psalm 118, is the longest chapter in the Bible. The Bible has 594 chapters before Psalm 118 and 594 chapters after Psalm 118. If you add up all the chapters except 118, you will get a total of 1,188 chapters. 1,188, or Psalms 118, verse 8, is the middle verse of the entire Bible. Should the central verse not have an important message? The verse says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Amen? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Why is it better to take refuge in the Lord? Because God is faithful, isn't it? And God is God. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. He cannot make a mistake. Amen. And I thank God for the message this morning. And I'm encouraged to go forward in the Lord. You know, it's no time to slack back.
That's right.
Isn't that right? But it's time to make... Hallelujah. Well, the songs I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turn, which means we've made up our mind, isn't that right?
Yes.
To go all the way with the Lord. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Shilama. The word of God says, "He that follows Jesus, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Amen.
Yes.
And we have life tonight, don't we? It's life in the Lord. It's light in the Lord. Thank God for his peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. So we're living in perilous time. We're living in crucial times. But the Lord, Jesus, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." So therefore, we have something to stand on, don't we? We have a solid foundation. And the word of God says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be determined to do his will as never before, because we're living in the end time, the last of the last days. And the Lord is coming soon. Coming after what? A church. A people that's looking for him. A people that's ready to meet him. Hallelujah. So therefore, we need to praise God day and night. We don't praise God enough. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't praise enough, do we? Amen. But God wants us to be, hallelujah, if we really want to see the hand of God move. Because the word of God said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Signs, isn't it right? "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they do what? Cast out devils." They cast out devils. "They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Are we seeing these signs? We should be, shouldn't we? We should be seeing these. And God is moving in the church here, in this assembly here. We're seeing signs. We're seeing miracles here. Hallelujah. Because we believe God. Because God is faithful and true. He never will fail, saints of God. What does the verse say here? "Who has a God like our God?" There's no other God like our God. Hallelujah. No other God, is it? It's only one true God. There's a lot of idol gods, but one true God. And God wants us to get our minds on him and get our eyes on him and to follow him each day. He'll direct our path. If we follow him, if we obey him, if we do the will of God, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word tonight, Lord. God, teach me to yield my vessel to thee. Ola masiera makilo masanda. Oh God, have mercy upon us tonight. Speak to us through thy word, Lord. Help us to follow you closely, not at a distance, but to obey your voice, Lord, knowing you're faithful. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord God. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, amen. Amen. Let's look at tonight. Thank you, Lord. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. In the book of Joshua. Chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Amen. Listen at this. We're going to cover a few verses here tonight. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, he told him something, didn't he? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. See, God chose Israel, didn't he? He chose Israel. Hallelujah. And God blessed Israel. As long as they walked right before him, God was with them, and God protected them, and God delivered them. Could no nation overcome Israel as long as they walked with God, obeyed God? Amen. But you know what? Israel was a hard-headed people. And hallelujah. They would go so far, and then they'd turn back and go their own way. And people are doing the same thing today. Hallelujah. But God have a way, doesn't it? It's one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's no other way. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no other way but through Jesus Christ to get to God. And saints of God, God was speaking to Joshua here after Moses died. Moses was a faithful servant of God, wasn't he? Moses made some mistakes, but Moses did a great job, didn't he? Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of Moses. Moses was a prophet of God. Isn't that right? The Bible said, prophet shall the Lord your God raise up of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear. And all that don't hear this prophet shall what? Be cut off from among the people. A prophet of the Lord your God raised up like unto me. And that prophet after Moses was Jesus. Isn't that right? Jesus was that prophet. Thank God that God raised up. And Jesus, you know, he was faithful in all his house. He did the will of God, didn't he? Now here, hallelujah. God's speaking to Joshua. And listen to what he said to him. See, God brought Israel to Kadesh Barnea, a place called Kadesh Barnea, and they could have went on into the land of promise. This is the land of Cana, the land that God led Abraham to some many years ago. He led Abraham to that land. And said, I'm going to give you this land. God told, hallelujah, Abraham to look up at the stars of heaven. Can you number them? He said, no, I can't. Your seed's going to be likened unto the stars of heaven. And but like the sand on the seashore, your seed going to be multiplied. Your seed going to be multiplied like that. Amen? But it took time, didn't it? God didn't do it right away. And you know what? When we disobey God, we hinder God. We hinder God's blessing, don't we? You better believe we do. God wanted to take them on in. They got to Kadesh Barnea. And God wanted to take them on in. They could have went on into the land of Canaan in a few days. But they balked. They stiff-necked, uncircumcised. You know, when Stephen was preaching, Stephen was a deacon, but he preached, didn't he? Hallelujah. And he preached to the people. And as he said to the people, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard and in ears. Hallelujah. You resist, as your fathers did, so do ye. You resist the God. You resist the power of God. Hallelujah. And they got to Kadesh Barnea and wouldn't go in. because they was hard-headed. You know what they said to the Lord? To the Lord, we just don't believe you're going to take care of our children. We don't think we can trust you. You know what God did? All of them died except Joshua and Caleb. Isn't that right? All of them that started out, only Joshua and Caleb entered into the land of promise. Why? They was faithful, weren't they? Caleb was a man that really, he was 85 years old and still faithful and still willing to go. He said, give me this mountain. The giants was up there. The giants was up there. He didn't say, hand me down my rocking cane or my rocking chair or give me a cane. No, he didn't say that. But praise God. Give me this land here. I will go up there. And he went up and fought. And he gained it, didn't he? He gained the land. Why? Because he believed God. He stayed faithful. He was true to God. Isn't that right? He was true. Thank God. He was a man that believed God and obeyed God. When you believe God, you will obey him if you really believe him. Right. Isn't that right? If you really believe him. Yes. Thank God. Hallelujah. We're at the end of a year. We need to be thankful. God has blessed us. We got 3 more days in this year. Is that right? 3 more days. What have I done for God? I'm talking to myself now. And y'all may want to ask yourself that question. but what have I done for the Lord? How have I pleased him? And I'm concerned. I really am. Because I know I haven't done what he wanted me to do, all he wanted me to do. I know that. But thank God. I'm determined, thank God, from this night forward to walk with the Lord. I want to be more like Jesus is what I'm saying. I want to be more like Jesus. I want, as Pastor Venable was saying this morning, on that job he worked on, the aroma of Jesus was there. That's what God wanted, isn't that right? The aroma. I mean, the power of God. If you live a Christian life, Jesus is standing up in your life. And people can see Jesus through you. So a lot of them don't understand what it means or who it is, but they know it's something different. I worked on that job out there at Bert Irons. And God gave me he blessed me there. And I had a boss that he said he was a Catholic, but he sure wasn't a Christian. And it's right, he would curse in front of me just what he would do. But he was, hallelujah. But God's faithful. God is good. I stood the test with the help of the Lord. We can't do it in and of ourselves. We can't stick our chest out and look what I've done. Said, thank you, Lord God, for blessing me and having mercy upon me and helping me to do your will. And when they, like y'all heard me say this before, it was a man that worked out at the West Gate, and he was, he was a swinger, you know, he cursed a lot, you know, and swore, did a lot of mess. But he went on vacation. They put me out in this trailer to work his shift. And a lady came in there. You know, she was a little supervisor. She said, "Oh, they got the wrong man in there now." You know why? I had the gospel music on the radio station. Whereas he had all this other junk on there. And I stood the test with the help of the Lord. I had my radio on. The boss would come in there sometime and read his paper. You hear it, that gospel music. Amen? Hallelujah. And he saw, you have to take a stand for God. Isn't that right? You have to, if you really want to please God, Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, what? Let him what? First, he got to deny himself. Say no to self and yes to God. Got to deny himself and do what? Take up his cross. And follow the Lord daily. It's a daily thing. This is 365 days a year. This is not just this is 7 days a week, 365 days, and leap year, 366 days. Hallelujah. Is leap year 366 days? That's what amen. So you, hallelujah. God's calling for what? Holiness. Isn't that right? Follow peace with all men, Hebrews 12:14. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We got to be holy. We got to be pure. To be holy means to be set aside for God. Amen. We're away from the world and set apart for the work of God so God can use us anywhere, anytime. Hallelujah. And saints of God, let's be determined. As our pastor preached a powerful message this morning, hallelujah, to go on with God. God don't want us to stand still. You can't stand still. Not really. Because it's so much current from the world will push you on back. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. Praise God. But so we got to keep going forward in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're upstream Christian in a downstream world. Isn't that right? We got to go upstream. Thank God. And we can't do it unless we trust God and depend upon Him and follow Him and pray to Him and love Him and honor Him and magnify Him and do His will. Hallelujah. We can run the race with patience that's set before us. What? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy endured the cross, despising the shame, thank God. But he sat down at the right hand of the Father, sat down at the right hand of God on high. And he's making intercession for us, doesn't he? He's praying for you and me. Thank God that we're going to make it. Aren't we going to make it? Yes. Remember Peter? Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee that he may sift thee like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. When thou art converted, do what? Strengthen thy brethren. Thank God. When you really get a hold to me, when you really, see, Peter received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, didn't he? 120 in the upper room. 120, thank God. And they were seeking the Lord. Why did they go back there? Jesus told them to, didn't he? He said, don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And they went on back. And they tarried, which means they waited. They waited on God, didn't they? Thank God. And the Lord filled them. He filled them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He filled them up. As they tarried, they waited on the Lord. The Holy Ghost came. That appeared unto them. Hallelujah. Thank God. From heaven, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, which means other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded because they heard every man speaking his own language. Hallelujah. Medes. Hallelujah. Men from Mesopotamia, all over the place, they were there. But the Holy Ghost spoke. They had never learned them different languages. That thing. But the Holy Ghost spoke through them. I don't know what, if it was somebody from the Medes. I don't know what language they spoke, but the Holy Ghost knew, didn't he? See, God knows our language. He knows. Listen, God is the one that made the languages, didn't he? At one time, it was just only one. Everybody spoke the same language at one time. And the people got so rebellious and hard-headed. And we're going to try to, after the flood, going to try to build a tower to heaven. So they tried. They was going up with the tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is amazing, isn't it? But the devil's a liar. The devil think he's something, but he's nothing. Not really. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, as long as we walk with God, the devil can't defeat us, can he? But we got to depend on God. Flesh is no match for the devil, but the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God, hallelujah, that's in us and controls us and lead us and guide us and direct us and keep us. God wants us to depend upon him, saints. We're living in the end time, and we're at the end of a year. About ready to go into a new year. Let's make sure that we pray every day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. The word of God shall will that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Isn't that right? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So God's telling us to pray. To pray and to praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To pray and to praise him. Isn't that right? What are you praising him for? For the answer. The answer's on the way. This I know. Isn't that right? Thank God. God is so good. God is faithful tonight, saints. And God wants us to stand firm on the word of God. For the word of God is forever settled in heaven. All right, Joshua chapter 1, back there, verse 3. Listen what God said to Joshua. God spoke to Joshua and told him some things. Listen what he said. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, every place the foot of your sole of your foot shall tread, I've given it to you. They had to go out there and walk on that land, didn't they? Yes. Had to tread on it. Every place that your sole of your foot shall tread, they had to go and walk on the land, tread upon the land. I've given it to you. Get out there and walk on the land because I've given it to you. But see, you can't be lazy and sit around. That God's he going to give it to me. But what did he tell you to do? Isn't that right? God does things and isn't that right? God does things, hallelujah. Amen. The right way. But we need to line up with the Lord and follow him. Every place that the sole of thy foot should tread, I've given it unto you. I've given it to you, Joshua. Believe me. Hallelujah. And Joshua got out there and he walked on that land. Listen what the next verse say. Verse 4. Listen what God. See, God had promised this land to Abraham, right? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And to Moses. All right, listen. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river. Listen to what he said. The river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. My. What a word. What a God. Hallelujah. What a faithful God we serve. And God did what he said, didn't he? Right, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As long as you obey me now. Hallelujah. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What did Jesus tell us? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We're talking about the same promise God made to them, he made to us. I never leave you. I never forsake you. So we can depend upon him, can't we? We've got a God. Hallelujah. We've got a Savior. Thank God. Hallelujah. That we can depend on. We can praise him and honor him and magnify him and lift him up. And saints, I want God to help me to be a soul winner. I want him to help me to be a soul winner. He that winneth souls is wise. Isn't that right? I want to be a soul winner for the Lord. As God bring opportunities to me, and I know you all want the same. I want to witness. Thank God to the people in love. It's got to be in love, isn't that right? It's got to be in love. Jesus is our example, isn't it? The woman of Samaria, we see how he did that. Love. The woman they caught in adultery. Love. Isn't that right? Thank God. When he went to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He robbed people, cheated people out of money. But thank God, hallelujah, when Jesus, he heard about Jesus, and he was a short man, short in stature. He climbed up in the tree. He wanted to get a good look at Jesus, didn't he? He wanted to see what Jesus looked like. I heard of this man, and then Jesus came through. He stopped and looked up. Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to bide at your house today. And God saved him, didn't he? God saved that kid. And thank God. And he began to confess how much he was going to give to the poor, because he knew he had cheated him. But see, the word of God makes it, it changes, doesn't it? The word of God saves us, but it transforms our lives. Isn't that right? God's word will transform, change us, thank God, from being a sinner to a saint. What was that man used to say? God will save you from the uttermost to the gutmost. Huh? Who was that preacher? Yeah, Pastor Billy. Yeah. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Pastor Billy. Hallelujah. God is so good, saint. Give God some praise. Come on. Just give God some praise. You know, because he's worthy of our praise. And this year coming, I want to praise God more. I want to give God all I've got. I do. I want to just give him my all. Hallelujah. So he can use me. Glory be to God. Well, that song said, Jesus, use me. And please, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do, even though it's humble. Lord, help my will to crumble. You know that one? Though the cause be great, I work for you. Amen. I want to work for him. Yes. So I work for you, dear Jesus. How does that word go? But anyway, it said, if it be thy will for me to go across the sea, help me to be willing to say yes. You know, we want to do what God say do, whatever he say do. Isn't that right? We want to say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Lord, I'll go, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. All right. Verse 6, right? Listen to what God said to Joshua. Be strong and have a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong. Listen to what he said. Tell them again to be strong. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Listen at this closely, saint. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Just follow me. Walk with me. Do my will. Obey my voice. That's what he's saying. Verse 8, listen to what verse 8 said. Listen at verse 8, please. This book of the law, talking about the book of the law is what? The Pentateuch. First five books of Moses. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Listen. But thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night. God wants us to meditate, saints, upon his word. Meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, my God, I'm going to read that again. I'm going to read verse 8 again. Listen to it closely. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. What meditate mean, don't you? Think deeply about it. Think about it over and over. Hallelujah. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, if you obey this, if you do what I told you, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, God have things for us to do. When we obey him, he'll bless us. His blessings will be upon us. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. His blessings will be upon us. Amen. It said, meditate therein day and night. And what does the word of God say? We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Bring forth its fruit in the season. Amen. Hallelujah. But Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, what? Is in the law of the Lord. And in this law shall he do what? Meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, what? But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen? Thank God. God's got a people tonight that love him and will obey him. God's got a people, thank God, hallelujah, that observe his ways and obey his word. And we love. Scripture says, I will run the way of thy commandment. Amen. Isn't that something? I will run the way of thy command. Lord, I love you so, I want to run. That's in Psalm 119. I don't know exactly what verse. I will run the way of thy commandment. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's when you love God. Isn't that right? When you love God, you're eager to do his will. You're striving to do his will. Amen. And you're praising him night and day. You're meditating night and day. Let's see. I'm going down to verse. Let's see, I stopped at verse 8. Then let's read verse 9, and I'm going to stop at verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Here it is again. Be strong. The Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Isn't that right? Put on the whole armor of God. Here God is telling Joshua the third time here, be strong and have good courage. And have a good courage. Be not afraid. See, when you walk with God and live for God, you don't have to fear, do you? You don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear the things coming upon the earth. We don't have to fear none of these things as long as we walk with God, as long as we obey him, as long as we do his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Listen to what he says here. Listen at this, please. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So if God is with us, who else do we need? God's enough, isn't he?
Right.
He's enough, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's enough, thank God, to take you in every situation.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's be faithful to the Lord tonight, saints. Let's be encouraged to do God's will. Let's be encouraged to live a holy and a sanctified life. Let's be encouraged to fulfill the work God has called us to do. You know, God's got a plan for our lives, isn't that right? He's got a plan for your life and my life. The Word of God says he has a plan for us. And we want. Don't you want to fulfill that plan? Don't you want to walk in God's will? We want to please God, don't we?
That's right.
We want to please him.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We want to please him because he's chosen us to be soldiers in this army. We're in a warfare. And we have an enemy. An enemy that hate us. Just like Satan wanted to sift Simon. He wanted to sift you and me. Amen. He does. He wants to sift the saints of God. So let's get in the word each day. Let's pray each day. Let's do some fasting. Amen. And God will be with us. God will bless us. God will save our loved ones. If we pray, I know we're praying for our loved ones to be saved. Amen? My God, a new year is coming, saying, I want to see some loved ones, some of them come in. I do. I want to see some of our loved ones come walk through that door and get right with God. Isn't that right? I really do, and I'm believing for it. I'm believing. We got a prayer. We just made a prayer list. We had one a while back. We're making out a new prayer list. Start making that new prayer list to pray. Thank God. And I'm going to be teaching on intercession. Hallelujah. Intercession. That's what we need. To intercede. Isn't that right? Intercede for our loved ones. Isn't that right? Thank God. But I want to, let me use this term, put some spurs to my horses, so to speak. What I mean is I want to get down to business with God. More than I ever have. I'm 76 years old. That's getting on up there, isn't it? And I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but none of us know really how long we're going to be here. But at my age, I really need to be sincere with God, don't I? You better believe it. I really need to be honest and sincere. Any age, that's right, my brother. But especially when you get older, I mean, I ought to have some good Holy Ghost sense, some common sense, and Holy Ghost sense. Yeah, you know, be, but men are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Isn't that right? Yes. Hallelujah. So I want to be led by the Spirit of God, and I want to obey Him. I want to obey God more than I ever have. Pray for us. Pray for my sweetheart. Pray for me. Pray. But please remember Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, and that they're being encouraged, that they're staying encouraged. My God. Because we've got a pastor that loves God. And you know, I'm really honored. We're honored to be able to work with Pastor Venable. We really are, because it's, Pastor Venable hear from God. He walked with God, and he hear from God. He knows the Lord. He don't just know about it. He knows the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. So I thank God to, I'm honored. We're honored to be able to minister from this pulpit. My God, we're honored. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for His victory. Thank God for peace. Thank God for joy. Thank God for His love and His mercy. Thank Him for His compassion. Amen. God is compassionate, isn't He? He's a compassionate God. You know, when Jesus went through and He saw the people, He was moved with compassion. And He would heal them, and whatever was need, He would move with compassion. And He felt what they felt. He met the needs. He felt what they felt. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God from all whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be encouraged, saints, to follow on to know the Lord, because God is with us. He's in the midst of us, and He's carrying us forward. Let's follow on to know Him. Thank you, my brother. Let's follow on to know Him. We don't want to lag back, but we want to follow on to know God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.